Good morning, Rodora.
Good morning.
Yes, ikaw ay isang lecturer sa University of Wollongong. Ano yung course na tinuturo mo?
Sa Wollongong University at saka Wollongong University College, magkaiba sila. So I have two different positions. Sa University of Wollongong, I'm a casual academic. Ang tinuturo ko doon is anything management from first year, second year, and third year university students naman. Management, like I teach cost culture, managing change, managing strategy. Iba-iba, depende kung ano ang on offer sa isang session. Tapos, sa University of Wollongong College naman, I'm a lecturer and subject coordinator for them. I teach mainly international students. Introduction to management naman ang tinuturo ko. That's all year round. Trimester kasi sila. So, continuous sila.
Ilang taon ka na bale na nagtuturo sa University of Wollongong at saka sa University of Wollongong College?
For University of Wollongong College since 2009. Tapos sa University of Wollongong College since 2012 yata.
And you are busy doing a research which is under the University of Wollongong, am I right?
That's right. I'm also a research student, currently completing my master's by research. My main focus there, overseas Filipino workers. I observe that most overseas Filipino workers, and they seem to adjust quite well. I wanted to understand what kind of support do they get, not get, and how do they cope with adjustment working overseas. Kasi iba magtrabaho sa sariling bansa. And iba rin ang situation pag nagtatrabaho ka overseas. Ano ang difference and why?
So far, how are you going with your research? Alam ko meron ka mga ini-interview na mga OFWs?
Far, patchy eh. Kasi with research, you have to have a consistent interviewees. Kumbaga, they have to be similar. So far, ang mga na-interview ko, one chef, yung iba, physical therapist naman yung isa. Tapos, probably about four or five of them. So, I'd like to get a hold of more similar, mako-concentrate, makikita ko yung pattern and concentration. Kasi kung iba-iba, mahirap mag-ascertain ng outcome. So, still looking for a Canucks in Sydney or Australia or anywhere really, because telephone interviews.
Did you say mechanics?
Yes, mechanics. We have quite a few mechanics apparently. So some of them are new, but some of them are quite experienced as well. Experienced, so not just in Australia, but in other countries as well. So I wanted to see if prior experiences have helped them adjust in other countries as well, other countries that they go to.
Aside from their experiences, what other information do you get from them?
Usually it's all the experiences, aside from experiences that they support and help from their workplace. Sometimes they will volunteer information now, what are the other improvements na magagawa for them na para masuportahan sila overseas. Because typically kasi they migrate by themselves. Very rare nakasama nilang family nila, so they're by themselves. It's very lonely. Pero masayahin naman. I think it's a Filipino trait na maghanap ng barkada. And also the ones that Filipinos that are already settled in Sydney with their time and energy, new OFWs adjust as well. So yun ang nahahanap ko, nakikita ko. So they do get plenty of support in a non-formal way. Pero formally, medyo patchy. Meron sila, pero hindi naman designed specifically for OFWs. It's designed more for new employees. Kasi diba ang mga OFW, pagka they go overseas, not only do they have to adjust to a new working environment, they also have to adjust to a new lifestyle in a different country.
So you're saying na yung sa mga nakausap mo so far, bukod sa paghahanap ng mga kaibigan, eh meron din yung mga, sabi mo nga, informal groups like sa churches siguro or sa mga clubs?
Largely, Filipinos are very strong Catholic devotees. So when they find church that they attend, Tapos from then on, they start inviting them to explore other areas and suburbs. Nakakatulong sa kanila kasi naaaliw din sila kahit papaano, kahit hindi nila kasama yung family nila.
Rotara, after your research, what do you aim to achieve in doing this research?
At this stage, depending on the outcome, I think there are a lot of things na matutulong. Eventually, yung aim ng research is to help promote or improve or ano tulong na maibibigay sa mga OFW na nag-overseas. Kasi nga, hindi naman lahat nagiging successful din. Unique ang Filipinos. We are from the very beginning, and this is a quote from one of the interviewees. Sabi niya, hindi nila alam gaano kahirap talaga. So hopefully yung mga message and similarly, sabi nila, yung iba gusto mag-retire sa Pinas, they want to be able to continue contributing pa rin. So mga payo nila, kukunti lang mga small payo, pero very important, lalo na sa mga nag-ambition to go overseas.
Do you also plan to talk to any of the organizations that are helping OFWs?
Oh, yes, definitely. There's a few that I interview, like church, non-government, or not formal, mostly categorized as social network support group. Na na-interview ko rin, like there's one in Wollongong, the Filipino women and their spouses as well. Marami din sila mga activities geared at helping other Filipinos, not just OFW as a focus, but Filipinos in general as well. Marami din silang mga activities na nakakaaliw, nakakatulong. Na-improve yung, for example, na-improve yung network nila, nalalaman nila kung sino yung lalapitan, kung kailangan ng tulong, mga ganon. Pagka nagkakasakit yung anak nila, sinong tutulong sa kanila, kung meron silang paperwork na papagpirmahan o papifill upan, sinong makakatulong sa kanila, ganon.
You aim to help yung mga OFWs at ma-connect sila sa mga, yung sabi mo, social clubs or sa ibang organization.
Oo. Yung improvement ng mga help para formalize talaga yung network ng mga tulong. Nag-i-improve naman pero wala nga masyadong formalized na focus.
Mga ilang buwan pa ba bago matapos ito?
Hopefully sa end ng this year.
Oh, so malapit na.
Matatapos na. So halfway there na.
And we hope to speak with you again pag natapos na yung research mo and let us know about the result.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to you about my research. So good luck. Thank you very much. Have a good day.